This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number three, it's Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Busy day today on a thundering Thursday in New York City. When it's hour number three, Bart Scott, what's that mean? Tell the people.
Do we want to make it the P or the S?
Excuse me?
I let Lacto make it up. Which one you want?
The S.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
Yes.
Is it?
He wants it. That's only because Houston won. So in honor of him, I'll make it.
He gets it.
Ask me again.
When it's hour number three, what's that mean, Bart Scott?
It's the sour hour.
Yeah. The Phillies got no hit yesterday, so it's definitely sour.
We're pretty sour about that.
Oh, my God, it was gross.
Met fans are ecstatic. What do you mean?
Bottom of the hour, you hear from Kyle Schwarber what he thought of that whole performance by the Astros. I want to say maybe a little bit of spider tacky was involved.
I want to say that maybe they switched up their signals and you couldn't steal them. They weren't tipping pitches. You were looking for,
wrong
see, what
signal.
Happens is when it works the first time, you always get some genius. Hey, man, I think I got it. I think this means
we cracked the code.
We got the code, man. And they went in there. No, just good old fastball right past your damn face.
He was throwing gas. They couldn't hit any of it.
The thing is, like, he's
94
different.
High in the zone, 94 low in the zone. It was always 94.
But he's different, right? He don't hold it to his face like Ty was saying, away
from
his face.
Away,
and he put that thing up in the air, hold that thing up, like, yeah, let me line you up. Oh, you can throw that hot fire. Dylan. Fire flame. You remember play Street Fighter? Fire flame. Fire flame.
That's really what it was.
Fire flame.
Every single time.
And then you pitch to Bregman. He was swinging, missing on the outside. Him and Altuve.
Just keep those elbows in.
Lick the plane, the plane.
Don't do that.
Looking for this pitch, man.
Yep.
And if I get it, I'm going to do damage, man. And man, did they do damage. I ain't going to pitch a dude with little short T-Rex arms inside. That's no problem. I turn on that, no problem. Barbecue chicken.
Oh,
put
man.
It out there too far. See, even though like in the strike zone, I got them short arms. I can't get my bat out there.
This is more power hour than ever. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices. Excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Bart, outside the building, we're here at Pier 17, right? Seaport District, New York City. They're erecting something that we're all wondering, like, what is this going to be? Looks like a stage, maybe. It's not a basketball court.
Is Anita Baker coming?
No. I am told they're putting up a hockey rink.
Oh, I thought they was going to put up pickleball.
Wait, excuse me.
Pickleball is the new.
It might be, but I feel like there's
hold on, what the hell they put up there? What, we going to have, like,
ice
Disney
rink.
On ice?
Ice rink.
I'm saying, are we going to have Disney on ice with all those lights? Or
I don't know.
You see all them light bulbs they got?
A lot of lights.
The delayed reaction was fantastic.
But the rink, they're putting a rink in.
I feel like four brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Four brothers, yeah.
Four brothers are out there playing hockey in the streets. Somebody going to get pinned against the glass.
I mean, do you feel like there's an opportunity here?
Ah.
Who's Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. See, guess what? Because Keys from the left coast, they don't know nothing about no hockey.
Where are you
right?
from?
I'm from Hockey Town.
Baby.
Yeah, rematch.
We
make it like the wonderful world of sports. We played them in basketball.
Yeah,
now they got to play us in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, ha, ha. I don't know. Keyshawn might have an advantage.
Why?
He takes up most of the net.
Well, I'm thinking that
rematch.
We should consider now, like we did one in the summer in June.
Pin Jay.
Maybe we do something around the holidays in December for charity.
Yeah.
2v2 on the ice.
And guess what?
You and I
versus. I've been working out since August.
Keyshawn and
I'm in shape now, baby.
Jay Will.
Cardio's good. I'm in shape.
How you feeling?
Jay Will ain't getting no sleep.
Maybe we get Weeksy to be the goalie. Kevin Weeks. Bring him in.
You know, I did an event like when I was taking hockey pucks at me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got through.
Really?
Nobody.
I don't know. Look, are you in?
Yeah.
I'm asking you if you're in.
I'm eyes
Barton
good.
Hahn
I'm
on
eyes
the ice.
Good.
Can you imagine what I'm eyes
I'm
good?
I'm eyes good, baby.
Can you imagine what our jerseys would look like? Hockey jerseys.
I feel like they got to be all black.
Barton Hahn.
They need to be like the Bad Boys. All black with skull on top of a hockey puck.
But it's like our basketball jerseys are pretty hot.
See, but no, I need him all black.
So you want an all black?
I need him all black with Bad Boys on him because we coming to inflict damage. Mm. Yeah, Keyshawn, you just follow me on that basketball court. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get on that hockey ring, baby.
J. Will was crossing us over. How about if I toe drag you?
Ooh, toe drag black.
Let me go with a little...
Pin it on the glass.
Snipe.
Matter of fact, I might come out there with
up
the blue
man. In the
man.
Toy department, as Butch Goring would say.
I might come out with the blue man group. I want no uniform. I'm just going to come out there with the whole face, the whole body, looking like the green screen dummy.
I'll get the green screen suit.
So can we are we officially throwing this down?
Challenge.
It's official.
Barton Hahn versus KJ Noem.
And Max got to come out.
Max can be the referee. No, not
no. Max got to come out. 3-on-3. We taking Lacto.
I'm down.
Lacto's
we taking
in?
Lacto.
I'm in.
3-on-3.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm in.
I'll be the defenseman. Lacto the goalie.
You said you were a good goalie, though.
You be the forward. No, but you need me out there making people pay the price.
That I would love to
see.
You
know what I'm saying?
I bet you they wouldn't think that a little, you know, Keyshawn Hispanic kid.
That Monday Night Football hit when his ass was stuck up in the air and his nose would bleed with something. Put it on the glass, Keyshawn.
Can you imagine if Bart Scott goes Bob Probert on us?
I am. You know I love me some Bob Probert.
All right, so if you're in, let us know, at Barton Hahn, if you need to see this. The rematch.
I'm going Chelios.
Barton Hahn versus KJM in a grudge match. On the ice, right there on the pier.
And Max can't run.
In December.
Can't duck this one, Max. No
free
goal
for you. This happen?
King Canales in net.
King Canales in net.
Ooh, he's going to grow the whole tuxedo, net tuxedo, growing all the way out.
That's my playoff beard.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we can make it happen.
Call
if anybody
it
cares.
Neck lettuce.
All right. Well, in the meantime, the headline of the day has been Kyrie Irving, a statement from the NBA that was put out before the show started, in reaction, of course, to Kyrie and the Nets putting out a joint statement where Kyrie does say that he opposes all forms of hatred and oppression, that he stands with communities that are marginalized and impacted every day, said he's aware of the negative impact that his post towards the Jewish community, and that he takes responsibility. Those were his words. I take responsibility. And then he said, I do not believe everything that was said in the documentary. I do not believe everything said in the documentary was true or reflects my morals or principles. And then he said, so from my family and I, we meant no harm to any one group, race, or religion of people. And I wish to only be a beacon of truth and light. Adam Silver, who is the commissioner, of course, of the NBA, he released a statement, and he was dissatisfied. In the statement, he said, and I quote, that Kyrie Irving made a reckless decision to post a link to a film containing deeply offensive anti-Semitic material. And he said, while we appreciate the fact that he agreed to work with the Brooklyn Nets and the Anti-Defamation League to combat anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination, I am disappointed that he has not offered an unqualified apology and more specifically denounced the vile and harmful content contained in the film he chose to publicize. He then adds, I will be meeting with Kyrie in person in the next week to discuss the situation. Now, the Nets go on a road trip starting tomorrow, so they'll be away from New York throughout the weekend up until next week. They'll return Tuesday. They'll be playing the Knicks on Wednesday at Brooklyn. So I'm sure at some point Tuesday is probably when they would get together. Now, Kyrie did meet with the media today, and there was that back and forth that was based on what Adam Silver said about the unqualified apology that is lacking. And the media was pressing Kyrie about, why aren't you just saying that you're sorry?
When I repeat myself that I'm not going to stand down, it has nothing to do with dismissing any other race or group of people. I'm just proud of my heritage and what we've been through. And the fact that this has pinned me against the Jewish community. And I'm here answering questions of whether or not I'm sorry or not on something I didn't create. And it was something I shared. And I'm telling everybody I'm taking responsibility. Then that's where I sit. So, you know, these same questions that you guys ask, me dealing with it as being a melanated, pigmented person all around the world and dealing with racial biases against my skin color, demeaning me because of my religious beliefs. And I'm still sitting in the seat standing.
What is,
well, first of all, you said demeaning me for my religious beliefs.
What's his religious beliefs? Because I don't know what they are.
I've never, I don't remember anyone ever demeaning him for his religious beliefs.
I don't
beliefs.
Even know what they are.
I don't either.
So, and then melanin people all around the world. So because you feel like you're marginalized, you want to marginalize another group? How does that work? If anything, they should be able to relate to you more than other people that's not marginalized.
Mm-hmm.
So you seem like you would want to stand with them.
Yeah.
And like you talk about, you know,
you would think watching that documentary would affect you in a way to say, you know what, I wouldn't like this said about me. This shouldn't be said. But again, regardless, because we're going around
to make
a circle.
Up 20 million people.
Yeah. But we continue to do the same thing, which is just wonder what he's thinking and why he's thinking this. And we all, none of us can understand it. And the only thing that I am, I think we all now reached.
He validated the documentary.
Cannot understand why you just can't simply say, you know what? I was wrong.
Because that's narcissism.
That was wrong. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Like, just let's move on. And he can't move on from it. He's doubling down. This snowball gets bigger. And if you think this is going away, if you're the Brooklyn Nets, it's clearly not. So
Kanye thought it was going away as well. And it continued to snowball.
Well, he just wrote a $500,000 check to help it go away, and I can't imagine that's going to help
it go away. I wouldn't even take that, because it's going to come back and it's going to continue to snowball, because until you show contrition, until you show empathy, until you show that you really, truly want to learn, like then, okay, yeah, I want to learn and all this stuff, but then you have your representatives, you don't even talk to the group that's trying to explain to you why what you said was offensive and why what you, like, we wouldn't know about this documentary unless one of the most popular athletes in the world validated it.
Well, again, I'll leave it with this. The one thing he said in his statement that Kyrie did was that he said he intends to learn with an open mind and a willingness to listen. And the problem is he has no willingness to listen. It's selective. Let's leave it right there, because we have more to get to, including a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports that's exciting, and most of it right now is emanating from Philadelphia. So we go there to talk to Sal Powell in a moment. But first, do want to tell you, it is Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
And the pitch, a swing and a miss. A fastball up, and Christian Javier strikes out the side. And it's strike three called. A fastball at the knees, and that is five consecutive strikeouts for Christian Javier. And the 3-2 is swung on and hit to short. Pena up with it, and that is six hitless innings for Christian Javier.
You know, he was electric. He threw the ball up, down, and that shows you that the best pitch in baseball is still a well-located fastball.
And a critical one, too, at a time. I mean, the Astros needed it on the road in a tough building after just getting smoked in Game 3. And now we got a 2-2 series and a pivotal Game 5 tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're in Philadelphia, you've got a lot going on tonight. A
little nervous?
Sal Palantonio joining us right now, a great friend of the show. Sal, first of all, how are you? Second of all, which game is on your main screen tonight?
Oh, the Eagles game. Eagles. You know, it's my living, and B, I love football. You know, we're glued to the World Series just like everybody else in Philadelphia. And, you know, I've lived here now for almost 40 years. So we do like the Phillies. We go to Phillies games. We go to Phillies spring training. We want them to do well. But I'll be focused on the Eagles-Texans tonight, for sure.
Well, the Eagles were one of the first teams that got involved in the arms race when they decided to go out and get Robert Quinn. Mm. But it seemed like the rest of the division is saying, hey, we see what you're doing, and we think we're close too, so we're going to – I'll one-up you a Christian McCaffrey, or I'll one-up you a T.J. Hockenson, right? So when you look at all the moves that have been made as far as the arms race – is it still the separation? Is it still Philadelphia and everybody else? Or have the moves that the other teams in the NFC made this a pick'em by all accounts?
Well, Bart, let's go to San Francisco first and foremost, because Christian McCaffrey is an outlier of an athlete who can do it all and is a great teammate. And is one of those guys that fits into, you know, the matrix of a locker room quickly. And he's going to want, you just talked about the word narcissism. Mm. So I have been around him and seen him play and watched him on film. So he is totally altruistic. He's a selfless player and wants to do everything to make the team better. And of course, he's going back to where he went to school. So it's and this offense is perfectly suited for him. And the designer that he has of plays there, Kyle Shanahan, is super smart, is going to use him to the best of his ability. So I think Christian McCaffrey trade is, to me, the number one overall trade in the National Football League. And you have a Super Bowl-ready championship defense already with the 49ers. And so that they can make Jimmy G go back to a game manager where he's a ball distributor and doesn't have to do too much, which they asked him to do at the end of the year last year. I think the Niners are the second best team, despite what the records might say. Niners are the second best team, in my view, in the NFC.
Wow. And again, we just saw a smattering of a little taste of what they're going to do with Christian McCaffrey. We saw Kyle Shanahan pull some stuff out.
Hit for the cycle last week.
Hit for the cycle, the Gordie Howe hat trick.
Yes.
Sal, so we play this game. Someone's O has got to go throughout the season, which is, of course, if you are winless or undefeated, we always wonder when's that going to go. And for the Eagles, the last team with an O. And so we were talking earlier in the week about, all right, when's the O going to go? And Bart thought it was going to be December 4th against Tennessee. He thinks they'll get to 11-0 at that point. Do you have like a game? Are you looking at the schedule thinking, all right, this might be when they lose, because the next couple of weeks, it's hard to find one, especially tonight against the Texans.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with the Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts mantra. Two sons of coaches who talk about going 1-0 each week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put it up in their facility all over the place. You got to have that dog, D-A-W-G mentality, whereas, well, don't tell me about what you did last week, just tell me about what you're going to do this week. And so they really do have an approach that has become addictive to the rest of the squad. And it comes from Nick pushing Jalen and Jalen pushing Nick, as two coaches' sons know how to do, and push each other's buttons. And they're super competitive and they want to just win the game that's in front of them. I think, however, if we want to play the game, and I like to play the game, I'm in. I'll buy the ticket, go on the ride. So I say the toughest game that they have coming up is the Washington Commanders on Monday Night Football. Because Taylor Heineke is playing with house money.
Desperation.
No, seriously. Yeah. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, Bart. You know exactly what I'm talking about. He don't care.
He's like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
What can they do to Taylor Heineke? Honestly, what can they do to him? So he just lets it hang out. It's all...
That's old next console. Week.
He just lets it loose, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Absolutely.
Next week.
And I also want to ask you, because I feel like it'd be negligent of me to not ask you about, on the flip side, Kadarius Toney to Kansas City, Bradley Chubb to Miami. But man, I'm looking at this Raekwon Smith to the Ravens, and it seems like that was the missing piece, because now Patrick Queen can do what he do. And now these other guys, they have Ajobu coming back. They have Bowser coming back. Could the Ravens get complete on the defensive side of the ball to kind of turn the clock back and be who the Ravens' defense has always been? And that's dominant.
Alan, does he do this all the time? Does he always go back to Baltimore all the time?
Yeah, yeah. There's a gravitational pull that generally any conversation returns us to Baltimore somehow, some way. Yes.
Yeah, he knows I have a soft spot in my heart for the Ravens and the Ravens organization, because that's where he and I go back to. You know, it all started there.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and I like going down there. I like staying in the Four Seasons. I like getting the crab cakes. M&T Bank Stadium is a very friendly place to watch a game, as a reporter to report on a game. You know, the staff there is fantastic. You know, back in the day, Kevin Byrne, Harbaugh, I know all those guys. So, you know, it's always good when I'm not covering the Eagles to go down I-95 and cover the Ravens, because I think they're a great, great organization. And I think the one to two missing pieces are pass rush. So they helped themselves immensely with that trade. But then they got to get Lamar Jackson under control late in the games, in critical games, when it really gets tough. And if they can do those two things, I think they definitely can compete with the Bills and the Chiefs for the AFC title. I do.
Now, can you believe, Sal, that in all the years now Bart and I have worked together and known each other, He has never invited me to a Ravens game down in Baltimore. I've never been.
Because I'm always working Sundays with the Jets.
I've never been. Well, they don't play on a Thursday night. They don't play on a Monday night.
But I'll tell you
night.
What. We know. Well,
you go down there all the time.
But it's tough because the Jets could be in the playoffs this year and the Ravens can be in the playoffs. So we have to figure out if we want to go to a game, which one we have to pick. Because I'm going to have to work if the Jets. But if the Ravens outlast the Jets in the playoffs, then we can go down to a Ravens game. I get you all the crab cakes you want. I even take you down to Mary.
It took all that. See, it took that. It took that for me to get an invite. I cannot believe it.
I'll take you to Shirley's.
I'm trying to do what I can for you two gentlemen. To keep you together.
Well, you know what, Sal? We also know.
To keep the love and affection and moving in the right direction. I'm trying to do that for the both of you.
Appreciate
but you know
that.
What we'll do, Alan, is there's a sweet seafood restaurant across the street from the Four Seasons.
Oh yeah.
So we'll get some of that bank that you know Bart Scott has been holding on to for all these years.
Balling on the budget.
Let's go.
I don't think they charge me for food in Baltimore.
We're gonna get that black American Express card.
Let's
out
get it out.
Have a good time.
Right.
Mine's is turquoise.
Sal, we know you're part of the broadcast. You and Steve Levy calling Jets Bills for ESPN Radio on Sunday. The Jets coming off a frustrating performance. And the Bills still, to me, looking like the team to beat in the AFC. Is there something you're looking forward to in this game?
Well, I want to see how Zach Wilson responds to some of the heavy coaching that he's gotten from the coaching staff. And the tough love that he's gotten from Robert Saleh, who, you know, looks like the real deal in terms of a head coach who knows what, you know, he said after the game, Zach Wilson, after they lost to the Pats, Zach Wilson's got to play better. Obviously, you know, it's Bill Belichick and their defense, but there were self-inflicted wounds. Hello. Mm-hmm. That's a shot across the bow to his young quarterback. So I want to see how Zach Wilson responds because the last time he played against the Bills, he was decimated. Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier just took him right out of his comfort zone, and he never recovered in that football game. Mm-hmm. You can go back and look at the tape. I mean, he was just uncomfortable right from the get-go in that game, and that's why the Bills blew him out of the building. So this is an important bounce-back game. Listen, if they're double-digit underdogs to the Bills. I have the Bills as the number one team in the National Football League. But if Zach Wilson doesn't turn the ball over and gives their defense a chance, and if Mike LaFleur, these are three ifs, if Mike LaFleur figures out to get a running game without Breece Hall around, which they're going to have to do eventually, and this week would be a good place to start, the Jets might be competitive in this game. A lot of ifs there, but I'm very anxious to see how Zach Wilson responds to the coaching and the tough love that he got from Robert Saleh and the rest of that coaching staff this week.
Yeah, they were certainly publicly critical of him, and it was well-deserved, no doubt about that. Sal, we'll leave it right there. All the best. I'm looking forward to crab cakes in Baltimore.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
All right, all the best. Sal Palantonio, again, him and Steve Levy on the call. Jets-Bills Sunday on ESPN Radio. Pre-game coverage begins at noon Eastern. Coming up, so yes, Christian Javier had a performance for a lifetime at the World Series, 6 no-hit innings. And you know what Kyle Schwarber's response was, Bart?
Yeah.
Meh. Wait till you hear what he had to say about
it. Okay.
That's coming next.
Okay.
Bart and Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
I'm searching for a real
Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. World Series on ESPN Radio. Game 5 tonight. Presented by AutoZone, catch all the action, 7 p.m. Eastern, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. So as we mentioned, Christian Javier, with one of the performances of the ages, goes six innings of no-hit ball. Then the bullpen comes in and closes the deal, and it's, you know, yes, okay. So it wasn't a no-hitter like Don Larsen because it wasn't one person, but it's still considered, you know, it's a team effort no-hitter. And it's amazing for the Phillies to go from one game, literally the day before, where they are just crushing home runs against Lance McCullers, and everybody kind of feels like, hey, they knew it was coming. Well, you knew it was coming from Javier. It was all heat all the time, and they couldn't hit it. So they had to have been, you know, impressed, right, with the performance by the Astros pitcher. Kyle Schwarber, your thoughts?
Just to be part of this end of baseball history, just how does it feel when you realize that this is just the second World Series? No, no.
Yeah, I really don't give a No, move on to tomorrow. It's cool. We'll be in the history books, I guess.
Not much to say.
Nah,
right?
Now you won.
I wasn't really into it.
But when they won like the other day, yeah, man, you know, look at this pitch, man. I steal bases. Yeah, yeah. Altuve starting to get under the skin a little bit. Brinkman, they're starting to come out, and their stars are starting to hit.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think so? Okay.
And what are you going to do when Verlander and the rest of the Astros and the Mattress King runs wild on you?
I don't know.
You know me, Gene.
Are you going to get out of Verlander what you hope
it
to get?
It don't matter. We got a bullpen that got extra rest because y'all got the rain day and put Syndergaard back. So we'll take our chances against the Thor, who has a little bit more movement in his pitches, but he's still the Thor. Hanging slider, dingers.
Who's this we?
Yeah, who does? What are you talking about?
You're an Astros player now?
Hold on. You've been saying Phillies. We're going to get it done. When did you become we? Dude, Roscoe Jenkins.
I never said
0-6 with an ERA of 6.07 in 8 appearances.
So you're saying he's due.
Damn.
So you're saying he's due for Jim.
So you're saying he's due. Well, I mean, this is a huge game for him.
For his legacy, you don't want to put him in a Kershaw.
By the way,
not being able to.
Why is it when we talk baseball, you go into like Paul Feinbaum call-in voice? Like his callers sound like you. When you talk about baseball,
I don't know, man, but all I know is Verlander.
You go into this voice where you get all talking.
All I know is Verlander's from Detroit City. He may not be officially from Detroit, but he was a Tiger. So I wish nothing but good healing energy, outstanding energy for him and Uncle Dusty. Uncle Dusty looks like my uncle that comes to the barbecue with those sheer socks on, with slides on, with a jazz suit. You know what I'm saying? Matching shorts, matching top, some gaiters on, glasses, and flirting with everybody that he's supposed to be related to.
And he wears the black gloves, the latex gloves.
Well, not at the barbecue.
He wears them everywhere.
He does wear them.
He's drinking
everywhere.
Nothing but brown.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Nothing but brown with his toothpick. And guess what? The toothpick starts in the glass. When he finishes the drink, he takes the toothpick out. Why don't this man got a toothpick contract? We still use toothpicks. I use to hold down the cherries and the pineapples and the ham.
Is there a toothpick brand that like would be into doing that?
Just Google toothpick brand. You got some good toothpicks. Man has given his life to toothpicks.
Are there certain products that you really don't need to advertise because they're just necessary things in the world? And I don't need to advertise toothpicks because when you need one, you just know I need a toothpick.
No, I need some toothpicks.
There are a bunch.
I need some oral toothpicks, right?
You need a what?
Oral toothpicks.
Excuse me?
Oral toothpicks.
Gotcha.
Not the toothpicks just for the ham, but for and make it dipped in Listerine mint. So then you can forget all these little floss sticks and stuff. Get the toothpicks. That's the original. And what happens if a little piece of wood gets stuck in your gum? So what?
It builds freezing.
I want the oral mint toothpicks. Dusty Baker. I want some Dusty Baker toothpicks. I want some for cooking. I want some for my tizzy, for my swag, so I can be there like Raise That Red Moon.
Hey, freezing.
I mean,
Raise That Red Moon, man.
Diamond is like the biggest known brand of toothpicks.
Diamond.
Diamond toothpicks.
Diamond toothpicks presented by Dusty.
Actually, there are flavored toothpicks.
Yes. Presented by Dusty.
Yeah, you've never had the minty ones?
Excuse me?
There's minty toothpicks.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Just like they have minty floss
sticks. Do I look like a person that would just walk around with a toothpick like
you care about your oral hygiene
as Dusty
Bro,
Baker.
The way your hair is, if you slick it back, you too can be oozing with machismo like Ray de Ramon, man.
Have a little brown juice and you'll have three toothpicks in
it. I have never oozed with machismo.
We're going to, instead of slicking it to the side, we're going to slick it to the back.
Straight back?
Me and you going to go out on the night of the city. You're going to get a hall pass. And I'm going to get you some brown liquor with toothpicks. And you're going to be oozing with machismo, Chico.
Orale.
Reze Ramon.
Wait, what is that?
Simon.
Say hello to the bad guy.
Can we do this in Baltimore?
Yeah, yeah, I got street cred there.
I figured that.
Yeah,
you know where to go.
Yo, who's the white boy with Bart, man?
So if I go there, slick it back, right?
Slick it back.
Go a little toothpick.
Yeah.
Sunglasses at night.
Leather vest.
I'll go leather vest.
Leather vest.
I'll do that. Right?
Yeah, man.
Gun show?
Yeah.
Right?
And you got to have a stroll.
Four chains.
I can't stroll, man. I'll trip.
Nah, you got to stroll.
No, listen, this is all you have to do.
I'll trip over my feet if I try to stroll.
What's the bad knee?
My right knee.
The right knee. So all you have to do is walk normal, and you just drag the right leg. You know what I'm saying? So this is how it looks.
Let me see how it looks.
You got a cuff. You got a cuff.
I don't know.
You got to grab your crotch.
Excuse me? I don't know if I could completely.
So we're just done with phrasing, right? So that's right not knee, a thing anymore?
You take your left hand, right?
Yeah.
You go right to your inseam.
Yes.
You grab the inseam, and now you do like that.
Yeah.
Left to right, left to right.
He's just right.
So the hand is heel toe, right? Left heel touch.
Yes.
Right knee toe touch.
Your hand on the inseam of your left leg.
Hey, Chico.
And you just drag the other leg along with you.
Your name is Ramon.
Understand that if I did that, I just look like somebody out of a zombie movie.
No, you
right?
don't.
Like you understand that's how
you look like Reze Ramon, man. And you gotta grow out something. Grow this out.
Excuse me?
You gotta grow the face hair out.
Oh, that, yes. We did that during the pandemic. It wasn't a good look.
Yeah, man. No. You in Baltimore, baby? It's different.
Different rules.
Plan for this trip.
It's different.
Can we
down
do a couple? Are we down there at any point? Like, can we do like a show from down there and just like make it a reason?
That's easy.
Can we just get the suits to pay for this trip so
we can really? They can put us in the Four Seasons.
I know. And get some.
You heard Sal? Here. Sal says it's the Four
Sal's
Seasons.
Sal's all in. Sal,
I'm sure he's expensing it from ESPN. We work for ESPN. It. Why can't we stay at the Four Seasons?
I know, right?
I mean, really. Want to call the game for Westwood? I mean, we'll call it for ESPN Radio?
I think we should.
Yeah, we can call the game.
All right. So this is a plan. We're working on this. I like it.
Meanwhile, Dusty Toothpicks will be available in 2023. Dusty's Toothpicks.
Presented by Diamond.
Diamonds. Dusty's Toothpicks.
Dusty's flavored toothpicks.
I wonder what he wants to flavor. Beef jerky? Teriyaki?
What does he look like?
Brown juice, man. I'm telling you. Brown juice.
Okay.
It would definitely be
bourbon,
like...
Bourbon toothpicks.
Johnny Red...
Stosh, do not make this our listening session. I do not want to get scolded. I do not feel like being scolded.
Yeah, let's not review this segment. We got more to get to, including what Joe Shane said about Daniel Jones' future with the Giants. And also looking forward to tonight, a little Thursday night football as well. Who's not playing for the Texans and why? Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
It's Bart and Han.
You're going to hurt your back. Carrying all them bags like that.
Hey, we got some breaking news from Woj.
Good news.
James Harden has suffered a right foot tendon strain. He's expected to miss a month. Ooh. Already struggling. Already without Joel Embiid last night because he had an illness.
What do we say about the process?
And now Harden's out for a month.
Ooh. Maybe this is a blessing in disguise.
Embiid's got to carry this
team. No. They can see what Maxi is all about.
Well,
the game should go through Maxi. It's time for him to be the number one guy.
Man.
And Harden got to come back, and he has to look him in the eyes and say, you the captain now. I the captain.
You're the one.
You know what I'm saying? The same way that Kyrie submitted to him, he needs to submit to Maxi.
That's
leader's coach.
That's big news.
Yeah.
Big news there in Philadelphia. Wow. They play Friday night against who?
Bing bong.
Yeah, the Knicks.
Bong bing.
Who desperately.
Did they win yesterday?
It did not go well. It was going well for about 15 minutes.
What's the record? What's the tally? You know, the record
three
between.
3-4.
3-4. What's the Pistons?
I don't know.
Pistons almost beat Milwaukee a couple days ago.
Almost. Isn't that nice? We're playing horseshoes in Detroit, apparently.
That's yeah.
Good for you. That's adorable.
I'd rather have...
We got some news from Bart and Han Nation. Let's take Anthony in New York, hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Ant?
Bong bing.
At the knee.
It's a delay, so we usually
hear the delay. Hello. Hey, you got to turn off the radio. Hello. Turn off the radio. Thank you, Anthony.
The radio's off. The radio's off. I don't have the radio on.
We got you now. Yeah, we got you.
Listen, Bart Scott keeps asking, what is Kyrie's truth? Kyrie stated his truth on Saturday at the press conference, but that part is being left out. The only part you're hearing about is the heated argument he had with the reporter. Kyrie Irving clearly states, the reason he was attracted to the documentary is based on the title, which was From Hebrews to Negroes. Kyrie Irving believes black people are the original Hebrew Israelites. That was what had a with the documentary. He didn't realize had all this other stuff in there, and that's what.
But that's irresponsible, though, man.
Right. Just say that.
But then. That's irresponsible. You can't read. That's like reading the cliff notes of an article and thinking that what the article is about. You actually have to read the article before you start putting facts out there, suggesting that other people go look at it.
Anthony, that's the problem.
That's irresponsible. You can't look at the cliff notes and be like, oh man, I know exactly what this book's about. You got to read the damn book.
Like the minute it's like, you know, that was in it. Oh, it was. Oh, damn. Like, all you have to do is just say, I'm sorry. Just a little bit of humility. Like, he has yet to say, literally, he's yet to just say, I'm sorry. Like, I shouldn't have done this.
I was misinformed. Yeah, I was wrong. I did not know it had all that in it.
I was wrong.
That's like telling me to read a book and all you read was the cliff notes.
Just say, I'm sorry. For once. Back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
You know, John Kinfad, not that bad. John Ring Coons, not that bad, man. You know, he actually loves basketball. Remember what we did when Robin went over to North Korea? Like, bro.
Dennis Robin?
Yeah, like, hey, bro.
That ain't right.
That ain't really cool. Like, you, I hope you know, like, what, you know, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
Oh, but he loves basketball. Yeah, but he also hates people. Like, you can't just decide to like the one thing that's decent about a person.
The best part
Hell,
is
Hell, Hitler
that...
loved art. It's crazy.
It is kind of getting stupid, isn't it? You and I like to laugh at stupidity. We laugh at things because it's if you take it too serious, you make yourself crazy. But there are things that reach a point of like it's too funny, and this is not too funny. If you listen to Kyrie's exchange with the media today,
he's telling people what the caller just said. The excuse he tried to say that he believed that the black people were the first.
Then he said he didn't realize that this was in it.
He realized the other stuff was in it.
Why the hell would you then promote it?
Hell, you do. Watch the trailer.
Hey, everybody, you should watch this.
He just watched the trailer.
Wait, Kyrie, this was in it. Oh, it is?
He just watched the trailer.
Like, damn, I didn't know that was in
it. But he's in a movie, just watched something, the trailer came out. Oh, this looks good.
And wouldn't you?
Let me like it.
And if that was the case, I actually would never. If he came out and said, you know, actually, I didn't watch it.
He's tripled down.
I didn't watch it. I put it out there because the trailer looked interesting.
It looked cool.
And now that I know what's in it, that was dumb. I was tripping. I shouldn't have done it. Like, and if he did that, I'd be like, all right, we're good. Yeah. Like, we're good. Just be honest. That's it. All right, can we drop this? Because I want you to react to this. This is interesting. Joe Shane, the GM of the New York Football Giants, and he's talking about not Saquon, but Daniel Jones. And, you know, his future now, his contract status being up in the air, and maybe what plans they might have with him.
If I did, I would, like, this would be the week, you know, I would want to entertain it during the bye week, and then I probably won't do anything after that. I don't want anything to be a distraction to the players or the organization. So, you know, if we do something, it would be, you know, probably before Monday with any of our guys. I'm not just saying him, but when we have those conversations.
Doing it means signing him to an extension.
Yeah.
And if they do it, it would be now.
Wouldn't be known to me. I wouldn't anticipate if they did do that.
But what I want to ask you is the fact that he spoke about it like if we were going to do it, we would do it like, you know, this week because it's a bye week. Is he suggesting that it could happen, or is he just answering a sort of
for the right price? If it gives them stability and it gives them opportunity to still be able to move. Remember, like his cap number is higher now because he's coming to the end of his deal.
Yep.
If they decided to remember, they didn't pick up his option.
Right.
So if they give him a deal, they give him a 3-year deal. If it's something like Andy Dalton signed, if it's something like Colin Kaepernick signed, that's a team friendly deal. Jameis Winston, 2 years, $28 million.
Like a short.
And it'll give them tremendous flexibility. Where it's like, well, if we cut him, we really don't care because it doesn't hurt us. We're not tied into him. You know, long term like that. Of course, they were entertained that. He's played good enough to get another chance, to have a chance.
And they don't really have another option right now, right?
They're not going to have a draft pick good enough to get one of these young guys coming out of college. So yeah, if it ain't a retread like Jimmy G or Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield or something.
Is this
like
a team that should go that route, or is this a team that should go the route of a veteran? find somebody who could be available and just
This team is ready to win. This is a veteran team.
Right.
You know, but you have to consider maybe starting over and getting financially responsible. That means going young. That means a reboot after this year. Creating four or five core guys, but going out and getting a bunch of young guys to grow together.
That's a much longer plan. There's no doubt about that. Tune into college football action Saturday night. LSU hosts Alabama. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So we got football tonight. We got baseball tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.